Penguin Random House Audio presents The Healing Magic of Forest Bathing, Finding Calm, Creativity, and Connection in the Natural World by Julia Plevin. Read for you by Leslie Howard. Introduction. However this book got to you, the fact that you're listening to it now means that you're ready to embark on your own journey of reconnection. There's no more time to waste and no room for excuses. Now is the time to begin. This book is about what forest bathing is, how it came to be, and why we all need it now more than ever. Your journey starts when you step into the forest. You're invited. Go into the woods. Go out. If you don't go out in the woods, nothing will ever happen, and your life will never begin. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, Women Who Run with the Wolves. How to Use This Book. My intention in writing this book is to open the door to the world of interbeing, the essential connectedness of the universe, and then get out of your way. I'm here to witness your journey and walk alongside you. Your story will be different from my story. We each get to have our own perfectly designed experience. Yours is waiting for you. As you listen, you'll learn about the forest bathing journey. The sections of this book mirror the structure of a forest bath, from preparing for the journey in the beginning to integrating the elixir of the forest into your life at the end. You'll learn different rituals and invitations to practice during a forest bath. You'll be able to choose invitations that work for whatever location you're in, even at your desk. But the real magic happens when you take a walk in the forest. Although you may intellectually understand the forest bathing process, experiencing it physically will change your life. Writing, reading, and listening are very mental activities, and forest bathing is meant to get us out of our heads. So if any time you want to put down this book and take a walk outside, I will be very happy. When you take your journey into your own hands, you become free. Nature connection is a very personal matter. I've done my best to provide some structure for a practice of forest bathing while giving you space to fill it in with your own experiences in ways that are informed by who you are, what you believe, where you live, and the cultural norms you grew up with. This practice is your birthright, no matter what. Throughout the book, you will find that the words nature, earth, and universe are used somewhat interchangeably. I do this because in Western culture, there's no single word to describe the more than human world. It's my attempt to bring attention to the mystery of existence. Many cultures share an understanding of Earth as a feminine force, as well as the planet we call home. Referred to as Gaia, Shakti, Mother Earth, or Pachamama, Earth is definitely feminine. She is us, and we are her. If this seems problematic or cosmically strange to you, buckle up for a wild ride. Forest bathing is a process of rewilding, simultaneously the most natural and the hardest thing. It's a stomping out of all our learned behaviors so we can reacquaint with our true selves, and with that, the web that comprises every living thing. Everywhere, forests are vying for our attention. They desire to be seen and noticed, and will do everything in their power to get us to slow down and wake up to life. Forests and trees call to all of us. They need our help as much as we need theirs. We can save one another. That longing in your heart to go to the forest is real. You may start with a trip to a forest. But true forest bathing extends into rituals and practices that you will eventually incorporate into your everyday life. A forest bath is not a one-and-done kind of experience. And there's no right or wrong way to forest bathe. It's a personal experience in which each of us finds what works best. Begin with the intention of reconnecting to nature and the realization that you're separated from the source. The life you desire for yourself is on the other side of the separation. In the process, you'll relearn some of the basic tenets of being a human, like how to walk, how to breathe, how to open your heart, and how to be truly present. No two forest baths are the same. When you go into the forest, you may get the forest bath you need instead of the one you want. Forest bathing involves no specific time requirements. On some days, you may have time to spend a few hours immersed in nature. Other days, you may only have a few sacred moments to connect. You can forest bathe time and again, and each visit will be different. There are infinite activations and ways to connect. You'll discover what works best for you. Trust that the forest is working alongside you to design the perfect experience. Part 1. Begin the journey to reconnection. The most important and fulfilling work we as humans can do on this planet at this time is to reconnect to ourselves, to one another, and to the natural world. All of the best stories of reconnection start in the same place, a state of total despair. The journey begins before you're totally aware of it. The call to return to nature, your true nature, comes from deep inside and often manifests as chaos in life before you really begin to pay attention. If you slow down and take a moment to listen, you might hear the call before it intensifies. This is the way of forest bathing. Live your life. It sounds dramatic, but it's true. Forest bathing saved my life. Through forest bathing, I've learned to live my own true life instead of the life I thought I was expected to live, based on where I came from, what my parents or peers expected from me, where I went to school and what I studied, or any other way we all end up living someone else's life. They say the medicine you have to offer is the medicine that you need. The medicine I need is definitely forest bathing, and I take my medicine every day. I'm a highly sensitive person and have experienced periods of inexplicable illness, intense anxiety, and debilitating depression. I first found my way to forest bathing while in design school in New York City. I'd always been outdoorsy and felt best when hiking, surfing, climbing, or just adventuring in the great wild. But it wasn't until I was living in Brooklyn and going to school in Manhattan that the lack of nature in my life became an all-encompassing itch that I could not scratch. So I chose to focus my entire graduate thesis on psychoterratica, the mental health effects of being disconnected from nature. It started as an academic pursuit, but as I read the research, I began to see myself reflected on those pages. I've known that I'm affected by seasonal affective disorder, SAD, since my time at Dartmouth College, and I'm not alone. Studies show that the lack of light resulting from winter darkness affects, to some degree, about 20% of the U.S. population. But SAD isn't the only way we are affected by nature. The lack of connection to nature is the root cause of much of our mental and emotional distress. I thought I would feel better once I left the monochrome gray of New York City and moved west to sunny California. But of course, my issues came with me across the country. I was trying my hardest to keep up the semblance of having it all together amidst dealing with confusing health issues and bouts of anxiety and depression, a failing relationship, paying off exorbitant student loans, and searching for a job. Finally, I got worn down to the point where I couldn't hold all the pieces of life together. I simply gave up. And in giving up, I gave in. Little did I know that life really begins once we give up trying to control it. At least that's what happened for me. I'm an avid runner and used to be in such a rush all the time. I had been running through life like a race, as though there was a finish line and I had to get there first. I would actually run my errands with shopping bags because walking took too long. For years, the only time I spent in the forest was while running through it on trails. Then, during one run in Mount Sutro Forest, an urban forest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?